Spring is in the air, and it's the season for growth and new experiences in your career. Explore the country with rewarding travel assignments through Arias Medical Group. Know a PT? Make a referral and earn up to $1,000. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariusmedical.com. That's ariusmedical.com.
This is the PT Pinecast. A podcast that talks about physical therapy over beer. Bringing together clinicians, researchers, and forward-thinking PTs in a show that's anything but boring.
Let there be beer!
This is the PT Pinecast with your host, Jimmy McKay.
All right, the next episode of the PT Pinecast starts right now. The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours. We are at the Global Health Reception at CSM 2017 here in San Antonio. The party just rages on. And I'm guessing I'm not going to really pull some laughs out of you guys. You guys seem like you're ready to have a good time. I want to go from left to right on your radio dial and introduce yourselves.
Denise English,
welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Celia Paycheck. Oh, my voice.
There we go.
Celia Paycheck.
There we go.
Jenny Audette.
All right, guys. Thanks very much for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
We just talked to some students minutes ago who were some global health students who were doing some amazing things from around the world. So my question that opens things up, why are you guys involved in global health as physical therapists?
Curiosity about what was needed other places and a little bit of adventure.
Okay.
Yeah, a little bit of uncertainty. I like uncertainty.
I took a global health trip in my my third year at PT school.
Mine actually started opposite. I decided at 16 that I knew I wanted to work overseas, so okay. I tried to find a career that would allow me to do that.
There you go.
And I actually, this was back in the old days, folks, before the internet, I wrote a letter to the Peace Corps. You know what a letter is?
I do. I've heard of it. Yeah.
Okay. So I wrote this letter on this paper and said, what kind of people do you need? And they mentioned this thing called physical therapy. So I investigated it and found out that I thought it was really the match for me.
Oh, you did go backwards. That's kind of cool, though. Yeah. You found international service, and then you found how you could do that. That's cool. I like that very much.
Yeah, so I'm unique that way.
Yeah. Jenny, what do you got?
I started doing some volunteer work when I was a clinician. And then when I got to the university, I really thought I wanted to make it something I could do more often, because it was harder to do as a volunteer on your weekend, on your weeks off. I think it started because I really do think we have an obligation to give back.
And I think it's very apparent once you go on a trip. I don't know if it's very apparent before you go on a trip, but once you do, you see how much you give back right away. That comes right back to you. I say all the time, I got more than I gave on that two-week trip. Yes. What are some topics that the audience, the field of physical therapy, should know about global health?
Well, we want to make it clear that global health isn't just international work.
Okay.
You know, it's right in our own neighborhood, right? It's wherever underserved populations are.
And that can be in the U.S.
It's all over the U.S.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So, for example, I work in El Paso, Texas, right on the Mexico-U.S. border. I am right across from another country, but the need is
there's going to be
right
a wall soon, I heard, apparently.
No, yeah. No. Yeah. I don't think you want me to talk about that.
We don't go there. I just wanted to take a dig. But, I'm sure you do. You see a segment of the population, a segment of the world that is that's the definition of underserved.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like an oxymoron, but it's not. Local global health.
Poverty is the biggest thing, and when people don't have money, they don't have access to health, they don't have access to the services they need, it's a problematic place to be in.
Okay.
Locally, we always think that the need is beyond our neighborhood.
Yeah.
But when we look around, we as Americans, I think, really need to take a better look at what we need to do for others.
Yeah.
And people are suffering right in our neighborhoods, and we deny it.
Oh, yeah. I talked to Matt Day earlier. He's a PT who actually is an educator in Alabama, but brings his students to help work with homeless.
Yes.
They bring them in, they give them a bunch of services, and one of those services that benefits them is physical therapy. And I think it benefits two ways. One, the service part of it. These people who are homeless get a service of physical therapy, which they need, and then the students are going to benefit. They're going to take from that a great experience. They're going to get to practice on real-life human beings. I mean, it's fun practicing on your classmates for only so long before you need to practice on someone who actually has that impairment and know what that's like to be able to take that and bring that to your practice.
So, we only need our hands.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Well, we need our minds.
Our minds.
Right. Our minds and
our hearts.
Oh, man, now we need our hands. Hold on.
Our heads. Our eyes. We need our eyes.
Bring your whole body. also bring clothes because you don't want to be a naked physical therapist.
No. Well,
no, I don't. Not now. 20s, yes.
Yeah. How can people within the audience, people listening right now, how can they get involved? Because it's great to say these things. And, you know, like Matt Day I just talked about, who's promoting working with the homeless. That's a program that the university set up. But how can people, individuals, get involved in something like this?
We talk a lot about social responsibility, and that takes all forms. And to me, it's standing up for what's right, and whether it has to do with health, which most things actually have to do with, and just starting there, like basic human dignity and respect for people. I think that's the start. And when you begin to meet people who are different than you, you can't help but worry about them, think about them, consider them, and the things that they go through in their life. I think that is really important. And I think students, from a student perspective, right now, students need to think more about others.
I mean, from a practical side, in APTA, I mean, come join us with the Global Health Special Interest Group.
Okay.
Right? I mean, we're a group of people that
I didn't know there was a Global Health Special Interest Group. And that's why we do shows like this, is because, hey, did you know this? No, I didn't. I honestly didn't know, but now I do.
Yeah,
and now I do. Now other people do.
We're within the section on health policy and administration, so no one thinks to look for us here.
Right.
But the fact is, to attain global health, we usually need to change policy.
Sure.
So come join us. You've got a bunch of people that understand how to affect local communities and global communities. At an international level, all of us work with health volunteers overseas.
Right.
And that's a nonprofit organization out of Washington, D.C. So if you want to go with, you know, with a group that's used to doing international work, not necessarily that you'll go with a group, but you'll be within the structure and organization of a group that's been working for 30 years doing that. With physical therapists, we all are active members.
What are some other organizations out there that do this? I mean, I think the more we can just throw out the names, and I'll give links later on our website. Yeah. What are some other organizations that do that?
For students, there's an awesome organization called Work the World, and they have sites in a lot of different countries, different kinds of programs, but predominantly health, and they have centers in various places.
Uh-huh.
I've had students go to the Philippines, to Nepal, to different countries in Africa, and to Peru, and they've had amazing experiences with them. They're not as expensive as some of the other companies who are doing similar things but collecting a lot of money to do it.
Okay.
I would really say there's a lot of them. I don't want to leave anybody out. But,
yeah,
but the point is to look for places that are trying to do sustainable long-term changes as opposed to taking people on little vacations all over the place.
Yeah. Well, you just said sustainable, so I can't skip a chance to mention my friend Justin Dunaway and Morgan Denny. Stand, the Haiti Project. They go to Haiti, and their goal, the S in their STAND acronym, is sustainable. They want to make sure that clinic that they've started, that they visit 3 to 4 times a year, eventually they don't have to go back to.
They want to go
somewhere else.
That's exactly what your goal should be when you go into something like this, is to work yourself out of a job.
Yeah, absolutely.
So that you leave the skills.
Yeah.
You leave people able to, they don't rely on you anymore.
Yeah, had those guys from STAND on the show several times, and I just promised them 2 days ago that I was like, look, I'm coming on a trip with you. I don't know when, but I'm going to come on a trip with you, and I want to take these microphones, and I want to not be able to sit here with Wi-Fi and cold beer and say, oh, that'd be great. You should definitely do that. Let's bring this to Haiti. Let's do this.
Yes.
You know, let's really do this. All right, we're going to take a quick break with the ladies. When we come back, I want to talk about places that you've been that you can give real world stories about why people should go and travel around the world to bring this thing that's PT to the rest of the world. Back in 60 seconds of the PT Pinecast. Don't move.
The PT Pinecast. We stand for life, liberty, and beer. Plus, you know, physical therapy and stuff.
Introducing EcoPro pillow covers, good for the environment and your clinic's bottom line. EcoPro pillow covers are the clinic pillowcase replacement designed to be wiped clean just like your treatment tables. Each EcoPro pillow cover saves you 2,600 gallons of water per year, time spent laundering pillowcases, and the money involved with clinic laundry, with no special cleaner required. A special deal for Pintcast listeners, when you order online at EcoProPillows.com, you'll get free shipping on any size order with the promo code Pintcast. EcoPro pillow covers, created by PTs for PTs.
Spring is in the air. It's the season for growth and new experiences in your physical therapy career. Explore the country with healthcare staffing agency Aureus Medical Group. You'll find rewarding travel and full-time career opportunities nationwide. Know a PT? Make a referral and earn up to $1,000. To speak with a recruiter, call 1-800-340-2619 or visit aureusmedical.com. That's AUREUS medical.com.
Let's give a nice, warm welcome to...
We're back. It's so great to see you. Let's get back to the show now. Back from break on the PT Pinecast. We're talking global health with some ladies who are deeply entrenched in it. I want a story from each of you that is going to make somebody out there in the audience listening say, you know what? I want to experience something like that too as a physical therapist. So who wants to go first? Volunteer. You're just this is a radio show. You can't just shake your head. You got to say yeah. Denise, you're up first by default.
Okay.
Been
so
voted.
One of the situations that I've been in is I found myself in quite unexpectedly. I was in Haiti during the earthquake.
Wow.
But I'd gone there to do some teaching, which has always been my focus, to go and to teach health professionals, not do the work myself, teach them to do it so that it does remain sustainable. But I did find myself in Haiti during the earthquake.
Wow.
And
that had to be awesome in the truest sense of the word, all the emotion.
Yeah. Well, one of the things that it really reinforced to me is the power of nonverbal communication and that we don't need to speak the same language. So I could be in a hospital full of 800 injured patients.
Wow.
And not speak the language, but move about and everybody work together and all for the common good. And you could do so much with so little. Jenny mentioned about all you need is your hands and your heart and your eyes, and I really began to realize that. People don't need a lot of technology. They don't need this and that. So being there during the earthquake was very, very informative for me.
I would say so.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow, good on you for being there at that time. I'm sure you helped out a lot.
Yeah, well, it was accidental. I mean, I was there.
Sure, but...
You know what the other thing is I really learned from that, too? It's not being a PT. It's being somebody who could jump in wherever you want to be and have a knowledge and be able to really do whatever needed to be done.
Yeah. Is there any like particular, you know, 10-minute snapshot from that you remember? You know, any? I'm looking for something with another human being, another situation with a person.
There was a young man who came in, and he was.
And where were you? Were you in a hospital? Were you
in the hospital, working in a hospital, about 60 miles outside of Port-au-Prince, rural. We had the earthquake, but not so bad as in Port-au-Prince, so we were still up and running.
Okay.
He had a spinal cord injury. There was so much going on that it was very, very difficult for anybody to attend too much to a single person. Our role was we kept after him, watched him, and kept bringing him to the attention of the physicians and the nurses. And I really do believe if we hadn't been that attentive and that insistent, that he probably would have died.
Wow.
Yeah. He survived, and he survived still. And
that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Wow, good on you.
Yeah.
All right, good luck following that, guys. Good luck. We're saving lives over here with Denise. What do you got? Wow. Jenny, you're
okay,
up next.
Well, personally, my favorite places that I've ever been to have literally taken my breath away.
Okay.
Like Positano, Italy. I mean, you just can't make up how beautiful that place is. But in terms of when I travel with students, which I take a group of students to Guatemala every year, and my favorite part about that is sort of this balance between telling them what to expect but not telling them what to expect, so that they have this sort of, not a shock in a bad way experience, but an aha moment, or just like I get to watch them experience the first time they ride in the back of a pickup truck standing up. I mean, that's like one of the best. And that's the first day. And you're just like, they're like, what? We're standing up in the back of a pickup truck and we're driving down hills that are, you know, steep. And that's really fun. In terms of moments that have really moved me in those situations, and there are a lot of them, one in particular was there was a young girl that was a student at the center that we go to work at. And she literally lived with her 9 other family members.
Wow.
In a building made out of corn stalks and some corrugated metal, about, you know, like a 10 by 10 room. They all slept on a pallet and whatever. And my students and some other people helped to build a house for this little girl. And the pride that the students had in accomplishing that job or being a part of that job was amazing. There's another situation where we were all at dinner one night, and in the mountains in Guatemala, I mean, the views are spectacular, and we're sitting outside having dinner together, and we looked across at the mountains. It's a lake, and we looked across the lake at the other side of the mountains, and there was a big fire. And sometimes you see fires because they're burning the fields to clear them out, but this was not that, and it was obvious it wasn't that. And we went into work the next day, and we realized that it was the home of a family who was a participant at the center. And
it's okay.
The students took it upon themselves to pull together their beer money probably for the next week. And they donated almost $600 to that family to help them rebuild their house. And that was a, you know, not planned, a completely spontaneous occurrence, which was so powerful. Powerful for, obviously, the family, who was incredibly grateful. It was very powerful for me because I was proud of them.
Sure.
And then they were so proud of themselves. Mm-hmm. For doing that. That was an amazing experience.
Wow, it's pretty powerful.
Yeah, and I don't think they'll ever forget it.
No, of course not.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. Because mm-hmm. they remember that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right
yeah.
there. All right, so good luck with that, being the third to go there.
I have a pretty good one.
All right, good.
Yeah. It's really my own personal first international experience. I had gotten a position in Kathmandu, Nepal, in the Himalayas. In the 1989-90, which I know is 1,000 years ago for you, but that's when a little revolution broke out in Nepal, and it had died down before I left, and I flew out of Texas for my first overseas experience and landed in Nepal, and the revolution had broken back out.
Wow.
While I was in the air. And so I lived in Nepal under a revolutionary state. And what I can say about it, and so the patients we saw were patients who were being shot.
Jeez.
Oh,
but
wow.
But it was interesting. They were trained to be shot, not to kill them, but to shoot them in the femur.
Oh,
so we had
yes.
femur fracture after femur fracture after femur fracture. And, you know, what I learned for myself at the time was, you know, I mean, I was a 27-year-old the first time I was ever out of my own country. You know, I survived. I mean, I was able to sort of buck up and deal with it.
Yeah.
But I certainly learned, going back to more like Jenny's stories, the level of poverty people were living in, that, you know, as PTs were like, so does your stairs have rails or no rails,
right,
you know?
Right.
And it's like, you know, they look at you like, you know,
Stairs.
You know, see this mountain? I live at the top of it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I got stairs.
Yeah, I got stairs.
Yeah. They're 26,000 feet high.
Yes.
That's right.
How many steps to the top? I don't know.
But yeah, that was my first overseas experience.
Wow.
I was in an airport. The phone line, my organization didn't get the fax, that newfangled fax.
Yeah.
Didn't come in. And so I arrived at an airport with no one picking me up. Phone line's dead. It was
no.
a great experience.
Wow. Wow, good for you. Those are three great stories that highlight global health. Can I tell one?
Yes.
Sure. Yes, please.
So I've told this story before on the podcast, but we're always getting new listeners. So I went on my 2-week trip to Costa Rica with Marymount University. My classmates and I met. We worked with orphans. We worked with orphanage. A lot mm-hmm. of CP, a lot of cognitive issues. But there was one boy in the orphanage who had muscular dystrophy. And kid was a pisser. I mean, hell of a sense of humor, cognitively intact, just the biggest smile. But he was pretty much dependent. I mean, he really had no muscular function below the neck, a little bit shoulder, but that's it. When we were leaving, we were just looking. We're saying we did a lot with the kids with CP. We got them to move around. We taught the PTs how to better mobilize, how to stretch, everything we could. But with the kid with muscular dystrophy, we couldn't do much. And we don't like to throw money at situations just for the hell of it. But after we left, you know, a bunch of my classmates, we had spring break right after that. So we stayed in Costa Rica. So we rented this crazy house with a pool in the living room. But a couple of us were really, really, I mean, I don't know, we were just kind of pissed about it. Like, we left that kid there. And so we decided that we were just going to buy him a power wheelchair because he was fully dependent and tilled in space. So we're like, cool. We had 63 days from that moment until graduation. And it was my goal to say, I want him to have a power wheelchair by the time I walk across the stage with my PT degree. So it's 63 days, and we did it in 59.
Awesome.
Great story.
So
really
cool. we talk about him. We just use his first initial. So his first initial was G. So that was kind of like the plea to our audience to help us. We had a bunch of companies come on board and help us out, and a bunch of listeners. You know, I said, look, just donate $1 if you listen to an episode. And of course, nobody donated a dollar. Everybody donated $5, yeah. $10, $15, $20, $100. And so that was just an example of global health. You know, that was, you know, in my curriculum at Marymount University. That story's never going to leave me.
No.
You know? I get a little choked up talking about it now because it's, you know, it's so personal to you, and I'm sure all those stories.
You changed someone's life.
Sure, yeah. Sure. And unfortunately, I'm not to bring the room down or anything. He passed away, you know, 2 months after he got the chair. And of course, that hit home really hard. But then what was even better was hearing from listeners who I eventually told, you know, you helped buy the chair. It's my unfortunate duty to tell you he passed away. They were like, hey, you did a great thing. You know, 2 months, that's great. And what it did is it affected them. So
yes.
maybe one or two of them will go on to do something similar. That'll be their version of paying it forward.
Yep.
And, so and in the same country is fine, right? You don't, I mean, that's, to me, the, you know, we get lots of questions, the faculty or take students overseas, why are you wasting the money? You could do it at home. But for some people, being immersed in a new culture is what changes you or opens your eyes, and then you're prepared to do it when you do come at home.
Yeah, yeah. So every episode that we record is a pint, and before we're done with the pint, we do shots. The look on Jenny's face right now is the look, not actual shots, parting shots of wisdom.
This is the parting shot.
Powered by Optum. Optum offers weekend courses that are Monday morning applicable, utilizing approaches that make sense.
They promote excellence in hands-on treatment, exercise prescription, pain science, and clinical reasoning, offering a COMT,
as well as an APTA-accredited fellowship in orthopedic manual therapy, both online and in-person mentoring, with locations in Houston, Dallas, and Scottsdale, Arizona. Find out more online
at OptumFellowship.com.
You can breathe. We're not going to make you do tequila.
Hey, we're in Texas. Tequila.
Yeah, all right. Let's do that after
Arriba.
The episode. So parting shot of wisdom just means what's one thing you'd want to leave the audience with? What's one thought you'd want the profession that's listening to go forward and keep in the back of their mind? Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. It's about the community. It's not about us going and feeling good at what we're doing, whether it be overseas or in our own town. But it's about the community. What do they need? What do they want? And then to go back and ask, did we accomplish it?
Ooh,
I think
that.
We spend a hell of a lot of time patting ourselves on the back and saying, well, I've done this. Now I want to go to the next country. And it's about making sustainable change in the community. And I challenge everyone to try to do it and to try to measure it. It's not about just writing trip reports and saying, look at what I did last summer anymore. Yeah. We're beyond that.
Yeah. Celia, leading strong right there. Who's up next?
Something that I think that I've come away with is the importance of what you can do in one life. The enormity of the need sometimes can make you almost too discouraged to go forward. But I think you always have to keep in your mind that the best changes happen person to person, a little bit at a time, very small, targeted, and we all have the ability to do that.
Yeah, we're humans, we're social animals.
Yes.
That's where the biggest changes are going to come.
Yes.
That's where the sustainable changes are going to come. I like that, Denise. Jenny,
and
back and clean up.
Yep, mine's kind of a follow-up to both of those comments. I think be curious about people. Talk to people.
Okay, I will.
Ask them. Do you know the book Better?
I don't.
By Atul Gawande. I don't know how to say his name. But anyway, there's a thing that's one of his premises is ask unscripted questions. And I try to kind of live my life that way. I'm not afraid to ask people things about themselves or whatever most of the time and when it's appropriate. But I think it's appropriate.
Not always.
I think it's appropriate more often than we do it.
Yeah.
And I think that is the beauty of life is asking people about themselves and learning about people. And that's how we connect.
Yeah.
And make things happen. Ultimately, people want to be heard.
They want
And that validates them as human beings if they're heard.
So make sure you listen to what they're saying and not just wait for your turn to talk.
Exactly.
Which is a disservice if you have the chance to be in front of somebody. Yeah. I like that very much. Ladies, Jenny, Celia, Denise, I appreciate you guys taking the time out for the Global Health Reception here at CSM to talk with us and share those stories. I think they're going to go a long way when we share this with the audience. So thank you guys very much.
Thanks, Jimmy. We were saying we're the most proudest of this.
So Jenny's showing when you come to a conference, you get your name badge. And then you can get ribbons if you're a speaker or you're in a section. And we made PT Pinecast ribbons this year. And you guys are sporting the ribbons. You got the koozies.
Super proud of our koozies and our ribbons.
Thank you for pimping us out. You know, I like it.
No, our students are going to be pretty impressed.
All right. Well, appreciate you being on the show. Thank you guys again.
Sure, thank you, Jimmy.
The PT Pinecast is a product of PT Pinecast, LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pinecast CEO, Jimmy McKay.
With executive producer Rachel German from the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee.
And CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another pour from the PT Pinecast.
Effective clinical practice is grounded in effective research.
And that is what the Foundation for Physical Therapy does.
For over 35 years now, the Foundation for Physical Therapy has made it its mission to fund and publicize physical therapy research. Over the years, their researchers have helped introduce movement in babies with cerebral palsy,
integrate dancing to alleviate ailments in patients with Parkinson's,
and develop video games to implement physical rehabilitation. The work of their recipients would not be possible without the support of donors like you.
Your support can help us continue to elevate the physical therapy profession
and work towards creating a world
that thrives on mobility.
You have the power to make a difference.
Join the power of one
and contribute today at foundationforpt.org.
That's foundation, the number 4pt.org.
Donate today and experience the power of one for the Foundation for Physical Therapy.
Online at foundation, the number 4pt.org.
The PT Pinecast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.